This is Close Up Fort Mill TKK, presented by Kuster Commercial, commercial real estate for the Carolinas. Now, here is Patty Mercer.
Hello and welcome to Close Up. We are live today at Cherry Park, and I am going to do my best to describe, with the help of some amazing volunteers, why this is such a special day and what's going on. I'm Patty Mercer. I'm so glad to have you. Of course, today's program is brought to you by York Electric Cooperative, providing safe, reliable, affordable, and environmentally friendly electrical power. And of course, Famous Toastery, where we usually are on Thursdays. My guest today is Renee Price. Good morning, afternoon, actually.
Well, good afternoon.
I should know it's the afternoon. I smell pizza in
yes.
the air.
Very good pizza.
Very good pizza, and of course provided by Empire Pizza.
Yes.
And Alan Miller just walked through the door. When I walked into this room at Cherry Park, I was so surprised at the number of smiling faces. Can you describe what is taking place in this room today?
Well, what we have in this room today is we have 45 to 50 Silver Fox members. That's a tribal group run through the YMCA. We have tables of 5 to 6 per table, each person at a table. The tables are filled with candy, plastic Easter eggs, and tape dispensers.
Yes, I see lots of candy. I see plastic eggs. I know that we're going to have 50,000
yes.
as the
yes.
goal at the completion. Now, this is the second
we'll
day.
Done.
You'll
yes.
get it done.
Yes, we'll get it done.
Second, day two?
Day two.
Will you be finished by today, or will you come back again tomorrow?
No, we'll be finished today. We started out with 44 cases, and we are down to 5 cases right now.
Oh, man, you're yes. coming in early. This is fantastic.
Oh, yes. They work hard. We enjoy doing this every year. What we do is we just put the candy in the eggs, put a couple of pieces of tape to make sure they don't pop open when they hit the ground. They put them in the box, and I'm running around and making sure no one has to get up from their seat. I'm picking up their trash and bringing them eggs and candy whenever they need it.
Well, you are staying busy, that's for sure. How many people would you say are in here today?
Today we have, I would say, 45 to 47. We had a few that had to leave, but we have some that are coming in. So, yeah.
And, of course, the eggs that are being stuffed today are for the 37th annual Great Easter Egg Classic, which is taking place on Thursday, April 18th, where 50,000 eggs are going to be part of the run for the eggs.
Yes.
And we have this divided into age groups so that it's fun for everybody. But those two-year-olds can, no doubt, if they were up against an 11-year-old, I think they could take them on.
Oh, yes.
But you don't have to worry about
that. But they don't have to worry about that because each run's done by age.
Yes.
So you're not competing with someone older than you or that can run faster than you.
That's right. Because
yes.
the whole idea is to have fun.
Yes.
It's free. It's the largest free Easter egg event in South Carolina. And it wouldn't be possible without volunteers.
Yes. The Silver Fox group, like we've been doing this for many, many years, and I never have to worry. We always have enough. We had some new people join us this year, and they were so excited when they left. They said they would definitely come back next year. It seems like a huge undertaking, but it's just so much fun.
Well, I see everybody. I guess there's probably about 8 to a table.
Yes.
They're talking. They're working. They're having a good
time. They're
laughing. They're
yes.
laughing.
Yes.
And this is a travel club, so I can imagine the opportunity to come together and get to know each other only enhances how much fun it is when you guys go places.
Oh, definitely, definitely. We always have a great time when we travel.
And you know what I see is such a willingness to serve and be a part. What a great way to be a part of Easter and to stuff 50,000 eggs.
Yes, and to do it for the children and the community.
Right.
Yes.
Now, I do want to say that these eggs will also have over 2,000 prizes.
Prize eggs, yes.
Now, the key is the prizes have to be redeemed. You go ahead and explain it.
The Redemption Center will be at Cherry Park in the covered shelter here, and they'll bring their egg with the little prize in there saying they have a prize egg, and they come to the Redemption Center. They do need to do that before they leave the park that day, though. the day of the run.
That's what keeps it fair. And,
yes.
You know, every year we certainly share, you gotta redeem your prizes before
yes.
you leave the park.
Yes.
And it never fails. It's overlooked sometimes. So please make sure that you redeem your prizes so that you can get those prizes. And also, what about bags? Do you need an Easter egg basket or anything?
No, you don't need a bags are provided, so everyone uses the same size bag. Bags are provided, so you don't have to bring a bag or Easter basket. Just come, bring your children.
Plus, it keeps it fair.
Yes, keeps it fair.
I think we all have that memory of being at an Easter egg event, and the one kid comes with the humongous basket.
Oh, yes,
and the one kid comes with, like, the small little basket.
Yes.
And it's fair.
Yeah, and though we do have the prize eggs, all the other Easter eggs, which we're doing now, have candy in them. So,
yes.
Yeah, no one will leave empty-handed.
And, of course, I'm talking with Renee Price, and you've been involved with the Silver Fox Club for a while now.
Yes.
But you've been part of the YMCA and their corporate office.
Yes, yes. I actually started with the Y many years ago. When the Fort Mill Baxter branch opened, I started working there, opening the branch at 5 a.m.
I know what that feels like.
Yes, very early morning. Eventually, about 4 to 5 years ago, I went to the corporate office, which is a very different dynamic. It's very quiet at the corporate office compared to the branch, but I love my Y family. I love my coworkers. I love the members. It's just a great... keeps me in touch with the community. I just love working with them.
Well, I know that they love you too, because I can tell in the way that they're smiling and enjoying this day. It's so important for all of us to maintain social relationships and remember to laugh and have a good time and keep those fingers loose and nimble, right?
That's right.
Hey.
I had someone tell me he got a cramp in his finger yesterday. I told him, so you need to learn to exercise your fingers before you come.
Well, I want to know if you take them through a group warm-up,
you know,
before everybody gets started.
I thought about doing that this morning.
All right. We're going to take our mid-program break right here on Close Up. But come on back, because we've got a lot more Easter to talk about, and the room is just, it's buzzing.
Buzzing, yes.
Buzzing with a good time right here on WRHI.
Chris here with U.S. Mortgage of South Carolina. Looking to buy, build, or refinance? Put your trust in South Carolina's premier mortgage company, U.S. Mortgage of South Carolina. We offer the most extensive list of loan products available. We love our veterans, and our rates are pretty darn good, too. Call me, 792-7168.
NMLS number 75597.
On cold winter mornings and hot summer afternoons, we can beat the peak demand for electricity together. This is Mark Howie. Just go online to yorkelectric.net, sign up, and we'll let you know via email, text, or call when the demand is at its highest. All you do is turn off unnecessary lights and think twice before using your dishwasher, washing machine, or clothes dryer, and adjust your thermostat to use a little less heat or air during the beat the peak hours. At York Electric Co-op, we believe if we all cut back on energy use a little, we can make a big difference together.
Hey, from Famous Toastery in Tiga K, we want to thank you for your loyal patronage, and we're excited to announce that both Indian Land and Rock Hill Famous Toasteries are open and ready to serve you our delicious, always fresh breakfast and lunch, daily specials, and I could go on. You can be sure that each location of Famous Toastery is uniquely designed with the same great culture and experience that we're known for. We'll see you at Famous Toastery, where every server is your server.
We now return to Close Up Fort Mill Tiga K. Once again, here's Patty Mercer.
We're back and you're listening to Close Up. We are on location today at Cherry Park, getting ready for the 37th annual Great Easter Egg Classic. In fact, we've got a super contest that you can participate in. Everybody can. It's so simple. All you have to do is on the day of Thursday, when we have our Easter Egg Classic, just take a picture and then hashtag Great Easter Egg Classic 2019. Post it on your social media of choice, whether that's Facebook, whether it's Twitter, whether it's Instagram, and we will be announcing on Palmetto Mornings Friday who the winner is. The winner is going to take home. I don't know if you guys saw, but on Palmetto Mornings, my co-host has been a little fuzzy, furry bunny rabbit and has been sitting in an Easter basket, and that's the grand prize winner. So we're super excited about that. And with me right now, I have Renee Price, and I think we've got another guest coming up. And Renee, beforehand, just tell me real quick, we've got a lot of big black bags. Tell me, are those Easter eggs in those bags?
Yes, the black bags, trash bags, are full of stuffed Easter eggs.
That is a ton. I mean, I would think that it was Christmas time. Okay, now we've got one of our volunteers from the Silver Fox sitting beside you. Good morning, or afternoon. I keep thinking it's morning time, but pizza should be a giveaway.
Oh,
thank
yes,
you, Empire.
It's lunchtime, and the pizza was very good. Thank you very much.
All right. Well, thank Empire Pizza because they made it possible. I think Southern Salads provided lunch yesterday.
Very good. Thank you. My name is Judith Varon, and I'm originally from Massachusetts. I moved to Rock Hill 11 years ago. The best thing I ever did was join the Silver Fox. I met so many good friends and started doing this, I guess, 6 years ago. I've been here when the room was so full, we've had to go outside on the picnic tables. So it's fun. It's a lot of fun doing this. You talk to your friends and you meet new friends, and it's a great opportunity to do that. So.
And you all travel together.
Oh, yeah.
So having a friendship would only enhance, you know, the anticipation, the excitement of going on a trip, the security of knowing that you are with a safe group. Where are some of the places that you've traveled?
The first place I went was Outer Banks. And because I'm single, it was really great to have somebody to travel with. And I went, the biggest trip was going to Great Britain. Where else did we go? The British Isles.
Oh, wow.
I did that. So that was a really big one. And I do some of the day trips with them, too, and go to some of the shows that Renee fixes for us. She does such a great job finding things for us to do.
And what brought you to South Carolina?
My daughter lives in Fort Mill, and I was living in Arizona, and it was just too far to be away from the grandkids.
Oh, I feel it. I feel your heart. I do. And, of course, the Silver Fox is it's an organization through the YMCA.
Yes.
And you live in Fort Mill?
No, I live in Rock Hill now, and I am at the YMCA 5 days a week.
Five days a week.
I really get my memberships worth out of it.
I am looking around at the eggs that are being stuffed today, and I see smiles. I see conversations. It's like a room full of friends having a good time, making a difference and preparing the way for all these kids between the ages of 2 and 12 that are just going to participate in really the great Easter Egg Classic, of course, the largest free Easter egg event in South Carolina, and wouldn't be possible without WRHI and all the sponsors coming together. Now, you are, sir?
Walter McCaslin.
Well, my goodness, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great. I'm with y'all.
Well, thank you. Not only do you have a nice, deep voice, but you've got some clever wit about you, too. I like you already, Walter.
That's good.
Yeah.
I like being sweet instead of lemon.
Well, it does. I guess it's like the old saying, honey, it attracts more. You can attract more flies with honey than vinegar or sugar,
yeah,
or something like that.
Something like that.
The sweetness factor.
Right.
It's working for you. So how many eggs do you guess that you have stuffed today?
Probably
more than
just
20?
Me.
Yeah, more than 20?
A couple more than 20.
Couple more than 20. I think I would enjoy this. I mean, you come in. Do you have a certain system, a technique that you use?
My wife, she puts them together, and I tried to keep up the taping.
I love it. So you guys are working in tandem.
Right.
Do you all have any competitions on who's going to do the most, or is it just about being in the moment, having fun?
Just being here and having fun.
I love it. Do you have grandchildren?
Yes, ma'am.
Awesome. Well, you know Easter is an exciting time.
Yeah.
37th annual Great Easter Egg Classic this Thursday, Cherry Park, and in here, how would you describe the atmosphere with the Silver Foxes?
It's a great atmosphere, it's a fun atmosphere, and everybody enjoying themselves.
I'm looking over there at the stacked bags. I mean, these are the large size black industrial bags. They are just filled. They are almost busting apart with all these beautiful Easter eggs that are stuffed for the enjoyment of these kids. Wow.
And you'd be surprised how heavy Easter eggs can get.
How heavy a bag like that can be, and I would imagine, too, how fast they can be picked up when we start the run. And, of course, we have it divided into age groups. We're opening the gates this Thursday at 15. The first Easter egg run starts at 2 o'clock, right on time. Nobody needs to be late for this one. So we'll go the 2-year-olds, 3-year-olds, all the way up to the 10-year-olds and the 11-year-olds. It's going to be fun.
Yes, ma'am.
Now, do you ever take selfies?
Not very often.
You know what a selfie is?
I don't. I let other people do that.
There you go. There you go. That's probably a wise thing. Well,
right.
You know, the good news is what I'm talking about is a contest to win this huge Easter egg basket stuffed with all sorts of fun items, activities. I mean, you know, any kid in your family or maybe even your wife would just love to win it. And all the contest involves is taking a picture and then including the hashtag Great Easter Egg Classics 2019. And then you post it on Facebook, social media like Twitter or Instagram, and then you're good to go. We're going to announce the winner on Friday's Palmetto Morning. So, well, we appreciate you being part of this big egg stuffing event. Couldn't do it without you. Of course, there's 2,000 prizes in total that will be stuffed. It's almost like a fortune cookie. Stuff is Easter. It's an Easter egg. It's the Easter bunny. So thank you so much, Walter, for being my guest today. We're going to take a mid-program break, but we've got more Close Up, so stay tuned right here on WRHI.
Chris here with U.S. Mortgage of South Carolina. Rates are going up. Are you prepared? Now is the perfect time to find your perfect home. Put your trust in a company that cares. U.S. Mortgage of South Carolina. We love our veterans, and our rates are pretty darn good, too. Call me, 792-7168.
NMLS number 75597.
On cold winter mornings and hot summer afternoons, we can beat the peak demand for electricity together. This is Mark Howie. Just go online to yorkelectric.net, sign up, and we'll let you know via email, text, or call when the demand is at its highest. All you do is turn off unnecessary lights and think twice before using your dishwasher, washing machine, or clothes dryer, and adjust your thermostat to use a little less heat or air during the beat the peak hours. At York Electric Co-op, we believe if we all cut back on energy use a little, we can make a big difference together.
Hey, from Famous Toastery in Tiga K, we want to thank you for your loyal patronage, and we're excited to announce that both Indian Land and Rock Hill Famous Toasteries are open and ready to serve you our delicious, always fresh breakfast and lunch, daily specials, and I could go on. You can be sure that each location of Famous Toastery is uniquely designed with the same great culture and experience that we're known for. We'll see you at Famous Toastery, where every server is your server.
We now return to Close Up Fort Mill Tiga K. Once again, here's Patty Mercer.
We are back, and this is Close Up. I tell you, I am having such a good time, such a good time. We are in, we are over at Cherry Park in the covered shelter, and there are Easter eggs, colorful bags of Easter eggs, lots of smiling faces. I can hear the buzz of conversation, and my guest, Alan Marine, is here to describe for our listeners. You know, this, you're here today as part of the Silver Foxes,
right?
Is it your first year stuffing
it is eggs? I'm a fairly new member.
You're a newbie.
Yeah, about 8 or 10 months, I would say.
Did they tell you that this is part of the initiation process?
No, they did not.
Oh, well, I'm telling you now, live radio, just jump in with both feet.
Well, I'm a ham.
Well, you're a ham, and you're a good-looking ham, because I just asked you your age, and I about fell off my chair. How old are you? 81?
I am 81.
And I only know that because you told me.
I've had to show my driver's license more than once.
You don't have a wrinkle on your face. You look amazing. Of course, the Silver Foxes is all
about... I wish my girlfriend was here to hear this.
she can hear this, because this is going to be posted on WRHI.com and our Facebook, so you can definitely share this with your girlfriend. Where are you from?
Originally, I'm from Vermont.
Vermont. And here you are in South Carolina at the 47th annual Great Easter Egg Classic happening this Thursday. Our gates here at Cherry Park are opening at 1:15. The first run of two-year-olds will begin promptly at 2 o'clock.
It's a stampede.
Oh, and you see Alan Miller right here sitting to my left?
Right.
He's the one that goes, ready. Ladies and gentlemen, start your engines, basically.
Yeah. I have never been to see it myself, but my daughter has with my three great-grandchildren.
Great-grandchildren. So did you move here to be closer to family?
No. I had no family here. It's a long story, but I was transferred down here with my work, and a few years later, I retired, and I don't want to go back up north.
Well, it looks like you are in great company. About how many eggs have you stuffed today?
Myself, personally, I couldn't tell you.
It's just
each bag has 24 eggs in it, from what I understand. And we tear the bags open, and when that 24 is there, we throw the bag. The only way we've got to keep count is to count the plastic bags at the end of the day.
Well, see, that's a system.
The bags times 24, and that'll... But that's just our table.
That's just your table, and it looks like once you go, each person has a bag, you got the candy in the middle of the table, you tape it, because you know these kids are going to be throwing it in their bag, which, by the way...
The eggs will come open.
You got to make sure you do it right.
The eggs come
Quality control.
Right.
Do you have anybody doing that?
No.
You're just going on trust?
Yeah.
Okay. You're leading by example. I like that. One thing that's really great about the Great Easter Egg Classic, you don't have to bring anything because bags are provided. In fact, that's part of the fairness factor.
Right.
In addition to all of the runs being age divided, you've got sponsors that have made it possible for bags to be provided so that it's fair, as fair can be.
Well, that's really great that there's people out there that are aiding the cause.
Yes.
And they certainly have stepped up.
Absolutely. It is such an honor to meet you, Alan Maureen. And from one Alan to another Alan, I'd like to just talk a little bit about this 37 years, 37th annual. Great.
And, I asked him if there had been anybody here that had gone 37 years, and I was the only one to raise my hand, so
I might be able to raise my hand, but, I was 2 years old when I started.
this has been a really great experience to see this grow over the many years that it's been growing. Alan and the rest of the people out here, they're so enthusiastic about how it's put together. And, this started as a way to promote Smith Enterprises here in Rock Hill many years ago. Jakey Smith, who many people know, ran a place called Smith Enterprises, and they stuffed Easter baskets, and they made Easter eggs. They were the largest manufacturer in the world. He had this idea about having the largest Easter egg hunt in the world. He came to us. We said, well, we'll give it a shot. How many eggs do you think you can do? He said, as many as you want. So we tried 3,000. The staff that first year, we stuffed all the eggs. We did what's going on here today.
Have I given my thank you, my thank you, my thank you?
And
wow.
We did it over at Fuel Park,
okay,
which is located on the other side of town, because that was before Cherry Park was here. So we did it there for a couple of years. We went from 3,000 to 5,000, I think, to 10,000. And then when Cherry Park opened, it offered a perfect venue. We were able to have 10 fields. By that time, we could segregate the kids. There were so many people coming, and we went to 50,000 eggs.
That is a lot of eggs.
25 years ago this year, we set the Guinness World Record for the largest Easter egg hunt in the world in 1996.
Awesome.
And we did, we kept it a secret. We had a big news conference. I remember Betty Jo Ray, she came out and opened things up.
She was there at the time.
She was. We had the Star Spangled Banner. We had a band here to open things up. It was a big event, and we unveiled 131,631 eggs that we gave away that year.
And I tell you now, look at just this list of corporate sponsors that have just really made this grow and become better and better. At 1:15, when the gates open, you have an opportunity to come and check them out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the nice thing about it, 10 different categories. So Whether you're 2 years old or 11 years old or in between, you'll have a separate run where your kids can run with that particular group, so they don't have to worry about getting trampled by somebody older than them.
And that's important.
And
that's
it's free.
And it's free! F-R-E-E. That's right. And bring your smartphone, because we've got that great opportunity to win a big old bunny and an Easter basket that we will be announcing on Palmetto Mornings on Friday.
And real quick, I just want to say a big thanks to two partners that have been in this since the very beginning with us, Rock Hill Parks and Recreation and the great YMCA, Upper Palmetto YMCA. Their organizations have helped us make this a big event, and we're looking forward to 10 to 12,000. Thank God we've got some great weather coming our way Thursday.
It is
come
beautiful.
On out, the brand new playground over here.
Yeah, check it out right here Thursday. Thanks, Alan Miller, and thank you for this edition of Close Up, brought to you by York Electric Cooperative and Famous Toastery right here on location.